control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and supported us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
She suffered a fairly severe beating, and the video is pretty graphic.
There's no words to express the way that I feel right now. We're labeled as terrorists. We're labeled as racists. Justice for us, it seems almost impossible.
The crowd was desperate. It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
If they can lie about me, I know for a fact that they can lie about everybody else that was there that day.
The biggest fraud perpetrated on the American people, it's all by design. They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day? It's the same interest who brought us Russiagate and everything since then.
The way they're going after people is absolutely insane. They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning. Nothing about this is normal.
Now I describe it as an inside job.
So, July 22nd, this is Pastor Greg. Welcome to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host. July 22nd, the Epoch Times will be releasing...
Where, madam, do you get your facts?
It's in your journal, sir. It's all in your journal.
All right, there we go. So, July 22nd, there will be a release of... a new documentary asking some very, very hard questions about January 6th. Hang on one second. The hydraulic in my chair decided to go to the ground. One moment, please. My goodness. I have changed this hydraulic out probably... three times now, and they all seem to have a slow leak. And then there's one of the wheels doesn't seem to know how to turn straight. Anyway, okay. My apologies. Butterfly. So on July 22nd, the Epoch Times is going to release this. Joshua Phillip, sent me a screener yesterday, or a link to a screener, and so I wow, there is a great deal of demonic attack that is coming against our country. There is a darkness, and I'm sure if you're paying attention, you're watching this program, by the way, thank you for that. Thank you so much for joining me, for being with me in our new time, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. But if you're joining us and you listen and you watch TECNTV.com, you listen to KYH 540 AM in Delta, Utah, you listen to other broadcasters that might be out there doing, well, trying to put the truth out. If you're doing your own investigation, if you're reading the Washington Times and the Epoch Times, and yeah, I take a gander at the Wall Street Journal as well, Revolver News as well, discerning all along. But if you're watching these things and you're reading and you're listening and you're spending your time in your Word, and you're praying in the Spirit, and you're listening to what the Spirit is saying and what God is directing us to pay attention to, what you will identify is that there is a significant evil, a darkness that is afoot. And this darkness has been going on for not just a year and a half or 2 years, not just 10 years, but, and not just 40 or 50. I mean, in reality, for a very, very long time, you could track it back to the original sin of man. But the particular darkness that I'm referencing to, that I'm speaking about, is more relative to what's been coming against this country for probably the last 100 years, probably at this point more like about 130 years approximately. The late 1800s, there's a lot to dig up and uncover in the late 1800s. We're going to spend about an hour coming up with Bill Federer, who is a phenomenal historian, talking with him about this. But I wanted to take a moment to do a couple of things with you in this segment. In playing what I did, the teaser for the Epoch Times and the January 6th events. And what Joshua Phillip does is he takes an entirely different approach and view and direction than, for example, Nick Searcy, who's another documentary that I promote here on the program and encourage you to strongly consider watching. I think that the two combined create a very, very powerful picture. Nick Searcy's documentary is more the people's report, if you will. What did we see? What did the people see? Video of what the people saw, and there's a lot of exposé that's in there. And then what happened in the aftermath and the direct assault and violations of the Constitution and the revelation that came out earlier this week about the FBI informant and what he said about his infiltration of the Proud Boys and the targeting of the Proud Boys and the fact that the Proud Boys were guilty of nothing. The Oath Keepers, you can look at this video footage that, you'll see when this comes out on the 22nd, so in 8 days, you'll see when the Epoch Times releases this on the 22nd of July. And, you know, a lot of this is, he references this as having been banned. They've lost their ability, their platforming to be able to get some of this information out. It's important for us to get this information out. But when you combine those two documentaries, what you discover, what you uncover is quite scary. And it's one of the reasons that I've asked Bill Federer to be with us today. My cup of Joe here. Oh, yes. Very good. Excellent. Thank you to my precious wife for my cup of Joe. Because there are elements in the Declaration of Independence that are presented that I would suggest that some of the boundaries that were crossed by England and its king have been crossed by the Washington DC elites, and we'll visit about that. We'll talk a little bit about that and the skin in the game. And, you know, I've talked with some of my Tea Party leadership friends and we've talked about, you know, what's going on? Why aren't more people getting involved? Well, I think that the January 6th event and the provocateurs who got into the middle of that to create some scenarios. And when you watch the Epoch Times film and you see the rubber pellets and you see the flashbangs and you see the instigation of violence by the DC Capitol Police. And it should be clear, the DC Capitol Police on that day, when you watch this documentary, irrespective of what you may have heard, the DC Capitol Police are responsible for 4 deaths that day. They killed 2 people for certain. 2 more died of heart attacks, more than likely directly related to the flashbang explosions that landed near them, which is what sent them crumpling to the ground to begin with. But Rosalind Boylan was beaten, probably near to death. And Yeah. She was beaten near to death by D.C. Capitol Police while she was lying on the ground completely and totally defenseless and unconscious, beaten by one of the D.C. Capitol Police officers. Ashley Babbitt was a cold-blooded murderer. She was murdered. She was a veteran. She helped veterans. I mean, it's atrocious. And then of course you see what Nick Searcy presented to us and going around in the videos. Joshua really hones in on several hundred. Back after this.
These are domestic terrorists.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
He's been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, poof.
Then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, but now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself, total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow,
I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for joining me. I greatly appreciate it. A couple of quick things. Patriot Mobile, patriotmobile.com/chosen, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Patriot Mobile is the only true Christian conservative mobile phone company. Everybody is using mobile phones these days. It's just a fact. So please consider supporting the only Christian conservative mobile phone company out there. They are doing good things, great things, fighting for freedom and liberty, fighting for free speech, fighting for freedom of religion, supporting events and organizations and organizers that are putting on these events. And they support us here at Chosen Generation Radio. So please support Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/chosen for free activation. patriotmobile.com/chosen, free activation. Or you can also call them today, and we'll get that number up on the screen here very shortly. So that way you have it, and you can make that phone call to support them. Also, if you're concerned, as so many of us are, should be, have to be, I mean, my goodness, man, it's a fact. If you are concerned about the price of gas, and I mean, who wouldn't be concerned about the price of gas? If you're concerned about the price of gas, then I would strongly recommend that you consider GreenFuelTabs.shop. GreenFuelTabs.shop. Folks are talking about saving anywhere from 10 to 20% on their gas expenses. It's just a little tablet that you drop in. The actual cost is $2.50 for a tablet to treat 10 gallons. A month's supply, depending on how much gas you use, but you can treat 100 gallons for $25. There's no markups on it, at least on top of what I'm telling you. Sign up today, greenfueltabs.shop. And if you're looking for a little, you know, side cash action, there is an opportunity as well to do that too. And you can check that out as well. let me know. Greenfueltabs.shop. Try it out. Check it out. I think you will be surprised and impressed. $2.50 treats 10 gallons. That's cheap. And I'm sure you'll be impressed. We're saving right now our 2015 Toyota Camry. We save almost 20%. So it works. Okay. I'm going to get into this more deeply with Bill here in just a few minutes, but why, you know, we talk about, and one of the things we talk about at our grassroots gatherings and grassroots people that I have on from all over the country, you know, is apathy and lack of support and lack of engagement and so on. And why is that? And what's the cause and what brings that about? Well, that's what the January 6th situation really was to do. It was to send a message to God-fearing, patriotic, Christian Americans. The numbers of people that were there that were just gathered that were praying. Prayer puts fear in the evil one's heart. Prayer puts fear in the hearts of those that are carrying out and devising wicked and evil plans. It puts fear in their plans. And there were people that were on the Capitol grounds that day that were praying, and they knew they were coming to pray, and they wanted to thwart that. Fear of reprisal, fear of illegal prosecution, or persecution and prosecution. You heard that in the video. And a plan to muzzle the voices of dissension. Ladies and gentlemen, this is exactly what our founders were battling when it came to the Declaration of Independence. We'll talk about that with Bill Federer coming up here momentarily. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Chosen Generation Radio. Get more there and support our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I am very, very pleased to welcome to the program. He is one of the nation's premier historians. I had the honor of driving him to the airport many years ago. My wife and I, we were at an event in Austin for pastors. A pastoral conference, first time that I met him, he spoke there. I've got, goodness gracious, behind me here, probably just about every single book that he's ever written is on my bookshelf. And I'm just so pleased to welcome Bill Federer to the program, American Minute. Bill, welcome. Good to have you. All right. Wait, I gotta fix something. I messed up here. Hang on 1 second. There we go. Okay, now I had to punch the special Batcave button so that that way everybody can hear you.
Oh, well, great to be with you.
It's great to have you with me. Great to have you with me. So I was explaining, I shared, this, actually at the top of this hour, the, preview for the new Epic Times documentary that's going to drop on July 22nd. And I play the Nick Searcy Capital Punishment documentary trailer every day on the program to open up hour number two. And the reason that I do that is this is so important. Folks need to understand the severity and the seriousness of what they have done to us. And I was reading off kind of a brief list, Bill, and then I want to toss to you because the questions that I had asked you to come on and address with us today. But, you know, people talk about the apathy that exists and why aren't more people engaged and why aren't they involved? And I think fear of reprisal, fear of illegal persecution and illegal prosecution, and the plan that was used to muzzle voices of dissent. And I couldn't help last night as I was praying into this, but think of the Declaration of Independence and the alignment of where we are now and how many of those grievances are being thrust upon us in one form, fashion, or another.
Yeah, definitely. The King of England was the most powerful king on the planet. And he was a globalist, a one world government guy. He had India, Australia, New Zealand, Hong Kong, British Guiana, Canada, Barbados, Bermuda, Jamaica, and America. And America's founders didn't like a globalist, one world government guy telling us what to do. So they broke away and flipped it and made the people the king. And so kings have subjects who are subjected to their will. Democracies and republics have citizens. The word citizen is Greek. It means co-king. co-ruler, co-sovereign. So you're a citizen of America. You're a co-ruler of America. So our founders, for all their faults, gave us a present. And that present is you get to be in charge of your life, and all of us together are in charge of the country. It's a bottom-up form of government.
So let me interrupt you for a second just to ask you this question for clarification's sake, because so many Christians are beaten up over Romans 13 and told, no, you must bow to the sovereigns in Washington, D.C., in your capital. You must bow to them because God ordained them, and they are the sovereigns. You're suggesting that they aren't the sovereigns at all, that it's us.
Right. So the Apostle Paul wrote that, and you had King Herod, you had the kings of the world, you had the Roman emperor. The whole world was kings. Matter of fact, I did a study. It's called Who is the King in America? And it's an overview of all 6,000 years of recorded human history, from Nimrod, Pharaoh, Caesar, Kaiser, Sultan, Tsar, Attila the Hun, Genghis Khan.
That's why you're the man.
and it's all kings.
Yeah.
And as the centuries go on, the kingdoms get bigger, because with military advancements, kings can kill more people. Instead of using a rock, they can use a bronze weapon or an iron weapon or a phalanx spear, a scimitar sword, or gunpowder. But with technological advancements, they can track more people. So Augustus Caesar wanted to have a worldwide tracking system. It was called a census. That was modern technology. If he could have had 5G and cell phones, he would have used that to track people.
Sure.
And so the anomaly that stands out is ancient Israel. So around 1400 BC, Israel comes out of Egypt. And for 400 years, there is no king. And the law specifically said there is no respect of persons in judgment. Rich or poor, everyone is to be treated the same. This is the beginning of the concept of equality on planet Earth. And it worked for 400 years until the priests stopped teaching the law. And Eli, the high priest, his own son, they're sleeping with women in the very tent where the Ark of the Covenant is. Another Levite with a silver graven image, and the law says you're not supposed to have graven images. Another Levite with a concubine, the law says Levites are supposed to marry a virgin of their own tribe. Anyway, it turns into this lawlessness, and they all go to Samuel the prophet, and they say, we want to be like the other countries. We want a king. And Samuel cries, and the Lord said, they did not reject you, they rejected me. So God's original plan for Israel was to not have a king, have everybody own private property, everybody could read, everybody had a weapon on their side and defend their family and their community. And it was an individual emphasis in that form of government. And that's what America's colonial founders looked back to. They called it the Hebrew Republic. That's why they taught Hebrew at Yale and Harvard. So to have a government, kings rule through fear. And if we're not going to have a king, the opposite of fear is virtue. Is having a moral populace. Mm. John Adams, who wrote the Constitution of Massachusetts, realized this. So he put into the original 1780 Massachusetts Constitution that the state shall lay a tax for the support of Protestant teachers of piety and religion and morality. So if we're not going to have a king who rules for fear, we have to have a moral populace, and it's in the state's interest to teach
John Adams' quote that our Constitution is fit only for a moral people.
Correct. Yes. So, it highlights the uniqueness of America. I did a book called Socialism.
Okay.
The Real History from Plato to the Present. And the subtitle is How the Deep State Capitalizes on Crises to Consolidate Control. In other words, if the most common form of government is a king, and democracies and republics are attempts to take the power of the king and give it to the people, what if the king wants the power back? Does he just ask for it? Hi, I want to have control of your life, so please give it to me. Oh, okay, here. People aren't really in a hurry to do that. And so right. There's two ways that kings can take the power back, fear and free stuff. If you get people into fear, they'll panic and trade their freedom for a promise of security. And the other's free stuff, right? The government's so nice, it's giving you free stuff till you get dependent. And then to continue the free stuff, you incrementally give up your freedom. Sort of like a drug dealer takes over a neighborhood two ways. He can come in with guns and shoot, and everybody gets into fear and submits to the mob. Or the drug dealer's so nice, he's giving away free drugs until you get hooked. and then you want some more free drugs, you're going to have to give up your freedom and give up your body and sell yourself into prostitution. And so it's sort of a front door, back door approach to getting power away. Now, as far as the Romans 13 goes, for most of world history, you had kings. And that was what the time period that the Apostle Paul wrote that scripture. And other than that 400-year period of Israel having no king, and maybe a few city-states and so forth. In America, our founders broke away from the King of England and flipped it and made the people the king. And so
they restored what God had given Israel before kingships and judges, essentially.
Right. Yeah. So King James looked to the Bible, but he looked to the King Saul and on period.
Okay.
And the Puritans and Protestants and pilgrims looked to the Bible to the pre-King Saul period.
Before that. Okay.
Right. And so.
Because when they came out of Egypt, even with what God established with Moses, there was still equality amongst the people. Moses wasn't an emperor. He was kind of given the task of maintaining or creating the social construct that was going to maintain order within society, but it was more of a republic where it was based on rule of God's rule of law rather than a ruler.
Right. So if you have a ruler, he rules through fear, and the people can be totally ignorant. They just obey out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
To have a when Moses said, Jethro, you're going to wear yourself out. You're sitting there judging all day long.
Right.
And Moses spake unto the children of Israel. And he said, how can I alone bear your burden? Take you wise men and understanding and known among your tribes and bring them to me and I'll recognize them as your leaders. So this is an election process.
First Timothy, right? First Timothy, where Paul writes to Timothy and he says, it's good to pursue the office of a bishop, but here are the qualifications of that, which is what you were talking about when you talked about the Massachusetts Constitution and what they deemed to be necessary for someone to hold public office.
Right. They hate covetousness. They can't be bribed. And you know,
men
Moses
of virtue.
Says, you know the people that fit this cat. You bring them to me. I'll recognize them as your leader. So
all right.
Moses didn't.
We're going to take a quick break, Bill. We're going to take a quick break. Bill is going to be with us for this whole hour, and I'm so grateful for that, and I thank him for that. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this break. As we lead out of this break, you're going to hear I Believe, and it puts these things into a concise form right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put. And pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology. And with maximum absorbency, they dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Bill Federer, historian, American Minute. You can find him at AmericanMinute.com. AmericanMinute.com. You can find his books there as well. And Bill, you got a couple of new books that you were, sharing with me in the break as well. Go ahead and share those real quick and then let's get back into our topic, talking about the building of that bridge and understanding where we sit today, how we are being twisted back into something that our founding fathers warned us and instructed us how we were going to push back against.
Sure. Well, the one book is Socialism, the Real History from Plato to the Present. And then there's a new book called Believe, where I go through presenting the gospel sort of in a C.S. Lewis type format. And maybe I'll get into that before the show's over. But the King of England was the most powerful king on the planet. He was a globalist, a one-world government guy. America's founders didn't like that. They broke away and flipped it. And but I wanted to touch on that Romans 13.
Yes, sir.
So in America, the politicians are our servants. We hire them, we fire them. We vote them in, we vote them out. It would be silly for a king to obey his servants. Imagine a king going through the castle and the janitor says, King, I'm sorry, you can't go in this part of the castle anymore. And the king's like, well, who are you? Oh, I'm the janitor. Well, where did you come from? The cook and the butler hired me. Well, the cook and the butler are my servants too. So you're like a servant of a servant. Yeah, yeah, but still you can't go in this part of the castle anymore. That'd be pretty silly. Well, yeah. Who's a Supreme Court justice? Well, they're appointed by the president. Well, I vote in the president. And they're confirmed by the Senate. Well, I vote in the Senate. So Supreme Court justices are like servants of the servants, right?
And so which is why they were housed in that little tiny room off the rotunda at the very beginning, so Congress could go in even during recesses and just keep an eye on them to make sure that they weren't doing anything like trying to become judicial tyrants.
Yeah, yeah, the first Supreme Court chamber up until William Howard Taft in 1935.
Yeah.
It's
1935, by the way. Think about that. 1935, folks. That means for the first 160 years, they were in this little tiny room.
Because, yeah, you almost touched the ceiling.
Yeah, because our founders understood that judicial tyranny could destroy our country.
Yeah. And so anyway, so in America, the politicians are our servants. It would be silly for a king to obey a servant. And so, the Romans 13 scripture, is applied differently in America, right? When they wrote the Constitution, George Washington said, the event is in the hand of God. So they acknowledge that God gave us an opportunity to go back to that original 400-year period of Israel coming out of Egypt before they had a king. And every single person was taught the law and every single person was accountable to God to follow the law. If you opened your mouth and made a vow unto the Lord, even if it was just you all by yourself with God, you were expected to keep the vow. And so this idea of the people being the king, in my book on socialism, I explain there's a line of power. One side is total government. The other side's no government. Total government, you get a king. He rules through fear. No government would be anarchy. No government? Yeah, unless each citizen is taught the law. It's like everybody downloads a behavioral app on their iPhone. Instead of a GPS app telling you how to get from point A to point B, imagine a behavioral app and it monitors your blood pressure and your voice volume and it sees that you're about to lose your temper at somebody, and it says, alert, alert, don't lose your temper. And then it monitors your bank account, sees it's a little low, and then it geo-positions you. You're in a store with expensive stuff, and it geo-positions. There's nobody in the vicinity, and it runs this little algorithm that you're being tempted to steal something, and it says, alert, alert, don't steal. Right? So imagine a behavioral app, and that's what the law is, and the Levites were the computer geeks that helped you to download the app. Right? You go to, you know, the Apple Store, Google Play, whatever it is, and line upon line, precept upon precept. So, and everybody in ancient Israel had downloaded the app, the law, and they had it in their heart. But the big question is, why would you follow it? What would motivate you to follow an internal moral? Well, Israel had the key ingredient. There is a God who is watching everyone. He wants you to be fair, and he's going to hold you accountable in the future. So you're about to steal. Nobody's around. You know you can get away with it. And then you think, God is watching me. He wants me to be fair. He's going to hold me accountable in the future. Maybe I should hesitate stealing. And it creates something in your head called a conscience. If everybody in the country really believes this, you can maintain complete order with no police. Women can go anywhere. You don't have to lock doors, right?
Right.
But if you get rid of this awareness of God, all you have is a bunch of laws. All you got a bunch of rules made up by a bunch of old white men, right?
Why you have to have a change in the heart.
Yeah. And so, so the law is powerless. There's a quote from Ronald Reagan. Without God, there's no virtue because there's no prompting of the conscience. If there's no God, then these are a bunch of rules that somebody made up, and why follow them? There's no God. There's no afterlife. This is all there is. And so all you do is you just keep an eye out for the police. And now it's interesting that Lucifer came to Jesus and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time and tempted him and said, bow down and worship me and all these kingdoms will be yours because they've been given to me and I can give them to whoever I want. And then Jesus says, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God and him only shalt thou serve. But you think that's pretty audacious of the devil to say all the kingdoms are his. When did he get them? When Adam sinned? Adam was in charge of the garden. We know that because he named everything. Naming means you have authority over. You have kids, right. You get to name your kids, right? You have authority. But the Bible says to whomever you yield your members servants to obey, to him you are a servant. The moment Adam obeyed Satan, he was posturing himself as the one taking the orders and the devil as the one being in charge. And so the devil usurped power and all the kingdoms of the world are ruled through fear. They're all top down like a pyramid and you have to do what the guy at the top says or he kills you. And Jesus said, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, but it shall not be so among you. He that is greatest among you, let him be as he that doth serve.
Amen.
So this idea is a polarity change. Instead of top-down rule through fear, it's bottom-up rule through love, rule through virtue, rule through morals and self-control. And
which is,
do it as
which
unto
is,
God.
Which is why it's so important that we get God back into America again. All right, hour number two is coming up. Bill's sticking around. We'll be back with more right after this brief break.
These are domestic terrorists.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Working has been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, and now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself. Total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up! Put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall!
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.